They don't do it. It isn't nature. Natural for this country.
Uh-huh. I'm anxious
to
get...
take.
Yes, that's...
May I take you home?
That's in my dialect. I was a small boy in Michigan, and we moved to California. Mm-hmm. So my speech is just all mixed up. It's hard for me to say anything that's...
purely, yeah.
Yes. I don't know what's first and what's second. Well, Mr. what did you call a room where you entertained guests when you were a boy and moved into a bigger house?
Well, I called it the parlor.
Uh-huh. And what would you call this room now?
It's a living room.
You can't help. No.
In those days,
well, he calls it that anyway.
In the living room, but in those days, I don't think we had any living room. It was the parlor or the kitchen or the...
You didn't have a sitting room.
No, we didn't have any sitting room. Just the bedroom, the parlor.
Oh, I was going to tell you about this strange thing. I interviewed a woman who was 93 years old down in Sayre.
Yeah.
And when we came to the end of the interview, I want to know about her father and when he was born and things like that. It seems that she was born when her father was 68 years old. So he was born in 1800, and there I was talking to the daughter of a man born just after the Revolution. Strangest sensation.
Yeah. Living history.
Only when I got the dates set that way. Well, how did you heat your house?
Cow chips.
Well, what did you burn them in?
Stove. Just a stove.
Did you have one of these things?
No, we didn't. We just had an old stove. I don't think we even had a heating stove in this old sod house. Just had a cook stove.
Mm-hmm. How did you take care of the smoke?
It went up to a stove pipe.
Ever stovepipe ever come apart and throw that black stuff?
Oh, it burned through. I don't know. Remember that it ever come apart, but we had trouble with it. Sometimes it set the boards afire where it went through the roof.
How about dirt? Did you ever get that old black stuff out of the pipe or?
Well, no. The old sod house had a boards laid over the top, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a two before around the bottom, like that. And then there's about 4 inches of dirt up there.
Uh-huh.
And then when it rained and that dirt got soaked through, why then it just...
Uh-huh. Puddled around.
In the house. It set dish pans and tubs and under the leaks.
Who was it? Oh, I think this lady in Sayre said that she put quilts on her walls to keep the house clean. You had it all plastered with quilts, kept the dirt out.
Well, in those days, there was no plowed land in this country. It wasn't trouble with the dust so much. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had the wind, but it's all buffalo grass, you know. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of dust in those days.
Yes, I noticed today great clouds of dust up in the north where they were hailing their fields.
On the plowed field, but we didn't have any plowed fields in those days.
Is that hard on a field when they stir that up and it blows away?
Well, that's the best soil that blows away, you know. Yes, it's hard on it. I'd rather have it blow onto my field than it blow off. I'd rather have somebody else's field blow on there.
I was just wondering if they couldn't strip that with alfalfa and then plow and then have another strip of alfalfa. Would that catch it?
Oh, they don't. Of course, alfalfa doesn't do any good on the flats. It's too dry.
Uh-huh.
But they can handle it pretty well. They're not going to let it blow very much now. Back in the, what we call the dirty 30s, why they couldn't stop it, everything is blowing, but it's not going to blow much now. They'd get in there and stop it with any kind of a cultivating tool, plow or harrow.
Yeah, my father had a cousin who blew right out of Nebraska.
And it won't blow anymore then. It'll have a hard beating rain. You have a hard beating rain, just beats it down right flat, you know, and get all that blow stand up on top, and then you have a high wind, it'll blow again.
What would you call this?
That's a fireplace.
And those things that hold up the logs?
Andirons.
How about that part way down at the bottom?